The federal government says South Dakota communities are eligible for funding to repair infrastructure damaged by summer storms. Yesterday, President Barack Obama signed Governor Dennis Dugard's request for a presidential disaster declaration. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports, the approval begins the process of assessing federal money for restoration.
Storms in mid-June ripped across South Dakota. A tornado, 95-mile-per-hour winds, baseball-sized hail, and heavy rains knocked down power lines, slammed trees and branches to the ground, and washed out roads and bridges. The severe weather caused nearly $3 million in damage to public property. Jason Bowder with South Dakota's Office of Emergency Management says the federal government is covering some of the repair costs.
12 counties, the state, and three tribal governments are eligible for federal assistance through FEMA at a percentage of 75%. They will be able to receive funding for damage to their public infrastructure as a result of those storms.
South Dakota applied for individual assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency earlier this summer, but FEMA said the damage didn't warrant federal help for private property owners. Bowder says this presidential disaster declaration allows federal money to help repair anything owned by state and local governments.
Road infrastructure, so culverts, bridges that are on roads that may have washed out as a result of the severe storms and heavy rains that we got. Any damage to public buildings, if they had damage to their roofs from the strong straight line winds or tornadoes, that would all be eligible if they didn't have insurance on it.
Bowder says FEMA officials plan to be in South Dakota sometime in the next week. He says state officials need to meet with counties and tribes to coordinate applications for funding. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.